This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Marky Mark, you're trying to trap me into leaving a message you can put on your old radio show, aren't you? It's not going to happen.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, former police officer and current district attorney investigator focusing on real estate fraud and elder abuse, Greg Hans. Remember, we used to have that gal come in. I can't remember her name. Dalton, or it became Dalton. And she was great, but she moved out of town. So we'll get Greg on. We'll get some updates on fraud and also some experience. He was a police officer for 20 years. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment. First, only in Santa Barbara. Here's a buyer need from an agent, all cash, $2 million buyer. So what do you think he wants? A three, four bedroom house? He's looking for a warehouse to store five or six vehicles. Santa Barbara only. One garage door must be 10 feet or higher. Quick close, easy deal. So you got that? Let me know. 805-452-2428. That is a friend, an agent friend, not my buyer. Okay, before we do year-to-date, as I have been doing for the past 78 weeks, in addition to giving you the number of pendings at the end of the week ending October 24th, 2025, the last week of the year for daylight savings time. Well, actually, that's not true. The 31st will be the last week of the year. So the pending, boy, 83 pendings. Last week, 82. Really, over the last 78 weeks, we haven't had many weeks ending in the 80s. So an uptick, and at the same time, lower priced homes are selling. Have there been some price drops? Do you see some sellers who started a little too aggressively and have to reduce their price right away? Yes, you have. Am I getting into that mode where I ask myself my own question and I answer it myself? Yes, I have. I don't like that. Stop it. So 83 pending single-family homes for the week ending October 24th, 2025, and the median price, $2,215,000. So that's been going down. Last week, it was almost 2.3 million. And then it was 2,250 and 2.5, 2.7, 2.8. It was higher. And of course, the year-to-date median price, still $2.5 million. $2.5 million, that's 11% higher than last year's $2,252,000. And at this point in time, if you remember, I've mentioned that 22, 23, and 24, those 3 years, the median price was ostensibly $2,250,000, because here we are on the 43rd week of the year, and they're precisely and exactly $2,250,000. Just took nose dives towards the end of the year. And it's funny, when you don't have a ton of sales, It can move the needle that much, and that's what happened. But this year, 2.5 million is the year-to-date median price. For the first 6 months, it was 2,650. Number of sales were at 17.37 sales per week. Median number, 17 days on market. For the first 6 months of 2025, it was 17.42 sales per week, with a median days on market of 15. So we drop from 17.42 to 17.37. That's a half a sale per week. And in order to drop to that, from week 26 to week 43, it had to be below 17.37. So I haven't tracked that specifically. But last year, year to date, it was 15.26. The year before that, 13.7. And then in 2022, it was 18.44. So we're close to that, still hysterically low and historically low. And we go back to 2015, 16, 17, and 18, and 19, it was about 20 sales per week. 21 point something, but, you know, that was it. And then the big bump in 2020, COVID, 23 sales per week, year to date. And 2021, the unicorn year, 27.9 sales per week, year to date, first 43 weeks of the year in 2021. That was just off the charts. I don't know if we'll ever see that again. So 2.5 million year to date. Oh, I took a look and I took out Montecito and Hope Ranch, and the year to date median price 2,050,000 compared to last year's 2 million. At one point in time, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median price was 2.1 million. And last year's was consistently around 2 million. So without Hope Ranch and Montecito, we're up 8% on the number of sales versus when you look at all districts from Carpinteria to Goleta, we're up almost 14% in the number of sales. So without Hope Ranch and Montecito, we're still up 8% in the number of sales. Median price, I have somewhere. We're up, isn't that funny? Where did I put that? Looks like the median price is up 2.5% versus overall, if you include Hope Ranch and Montecito, it's up 11%. Speaking of which, Montecito only, the year-to-date median price, 6.2 million versus last year's 5 million 9 and a quarter. Year before that, 5.5 million, 5.4 million, 5 million. But when you get back to 2020 and go back to 2017, the median price of Montecito, 3.5 million and then 3 million. 2018, the debris flow year, 2.8 million. 2017, 3 million. So big bumps seeing that starting in 2021 moving forward. For both, you know, all around, all throughout the South Coast. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with my guest, a former police officer, current district attorney investigator, focusing on real estate fraud and elder abuse, Greg Hans. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.